Claudine Lonchet, French actress and singer who fatally shot her Olympic skier boyfriend, dies at 84. By Breitbart News on May 15, 2026. New York, AP, Claudine Lonchet, the French singer and actor who was at the center of a highly publicized manslaughter trial after she was charged with the fatal shooting of her boyfriend, Olympic skier Vladimir Spider-Sabi, has died at age 84. Lonchet's nephew, Brian Lonchet, announced her death in a social media post on Thursday. "You have been a true inspiration in my life and you will always be," he wrote. "Another star in the sky. Thank you for everything, my aunt." Reached by phone by the Associated Press, he confirmed Lonchet had died but did not reveal the cause of her death. Lonchet was a native Parisian who had been acting since childhood. She appeared in numerous TV shows, recorded such hit albums as Claudine, and was widely known for the bossa nova-style ballad Nothing to Lose, a highlight of the 1968 movie The Party that starred Lonchet and Peter Sellers. At the time, she was married to singer Andy Williams, whom she had met in the early 60s while dancing in a Las Vegas revue. But by the mid-1970s, she and Williams were divorced and she was living near Aspen, Colorado, with Sabi, who had competed for the United States in the 1968 Olympics. On March 21, 1976, a day that would long be scrutinized, she shot him at their home with a Luger pistol that she would contend he had been showing her and fired accidentally. Sabi, 31, died of a single shot to his abdomen. Lonchet had accompanied him in the ambulance to the hospital. Her trial in Aspen attracted worldwide attention. Williams was among those present, escorting her to and from the courthouse, paying for her legal fees and otherwise supporting his former wife and the mother of their three children. "I thought it was unfair, I thought she was innocent. I thought it was an accident," Williams told CBS This Morning in 2009. Lonchet had been charged with reckless manslaughter, but law enforcement officials made such critical errors as taking a blood sample from Lonchet without a warrant. After 4 days of deliberation in January 1977, the jury found her guilty of negligent homicide. She was given 2 years probation, fined $250 and sentenced to 30 days in jail, eventually served on dates of her choosing. Lonchet's career in entertainment was effectively over, though, and for a time she was the subject of mockery in popular culture, from a skit on Saturday Night Live to the Rolling Stones' rocker Claudine, which featured a taunting refrain, "Claudine's back in jail again." The song was unreleased for decades. Lonchet later married her defense attorney, Ron Austin, and lived with him in Aspen. After Sabi's family filed a $1.3 million lawsuit in 1977 against her, the two sides reached a settlement that barred Lonchet from ever discussing Sabi or the trial.